For the next 30 minutes, you're about to hear everything happening in the fine city of Delaware, Ohio. People lining up at City Hall for tax services. Easter egg hunts tomorrow at Delaware City Parks. My gosh. Here's the Delaware City Digest. Lee Yoakum and Bob Hoganson.
Hey, good morning, everybody. That's right. What a lead-in, man.
Yeah, right?
You took my whole news segment from me. We got taxes and Easter egg hunts. That's right. That's what's coming up. But as we begin our show, let me introduce the host of the show, Lee Yoakum.
Lee Yoakum, everybody. Hey.
How's everybody going? I can't hear anything.
Right on cue, yeah. Mark. Well, we'll just keep going.
It's going to be fun. I was at City Hall for the tax line the other
okay,
day, by
there's,
the way.
Okay, yeah, there's a few lines there.
A few people there lines. Doing their thing.
Tis the season.
No, I was looking for headphones, but...
We're all good.
The ones I was going to use, I couldn't find, so...
It's okay.
Anyway, happy Friday there, Robert.
Good to see you. It's a lovely spring day out there, as usual, for this time of year, so loving
like
the nice warm weather.
Like the,
and
feel like the wind's been blowing since, like, New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah, man, right. It's just cannot get warm, so... There's warm in the future. I feel it. I know it's coming.
I keep waiting, but, you know, whatever. So, but lots to talk about. So your week was good?
Week was good. Participated in the old Leadership Delaware class yesterday, which is always fun. So once a month thing through the Chamber of Commerce, and been lucky enough to participate in that. We were supposed to. We had Health Day yesterday, so we were at the... at Grady Memorial Hospital, and then we were supposed to go out to Smith Park and see the MedFlight helicopter land and kind of get a tour of that. However, they actually had a real emergency, so we didn't get to see that. But thankfully, our fire department was out there to help organize that, and so they had a ladder truck out there. Shout out to Lieutenant Hagstad out there that was showing the truck around. It was sort of a tap dance. Chief Tim Pyle was out there. So they did a great job. The class got to look at our cool... Quint fire truck, as it is a big ladder truck with a fire hose on top, and pretty cool stuff.
Why is it called a Quint?
It's got five wheels on it. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know why
that,
it's got five. I don't know.
You
I actually don't
so
know why
close.
It's called a Quint.
It has five uses.
Okay.
There are five different things you can do. It slices, it dices, it cuts, it peels.
It's the Ginsu of fire trucks. The
anyway.
Swiss Army fire truck, yes. Anyways,
anyway.
Cool time and a little tap dancing by the fire department, but we appreciate that.
Well, speaking of appreciation, it's always nice, and we certainly appreciate having Tracy Payton in from the Strand Theater, the managing director. And with Tracy today, Kelsey Fox, Kelsey and Tracy are here. We're going to talk about their meaningful movie series. Bob, and I know we've been talking about it in the office. You have some great films and a whole focus this month on homelessness. So looking forward to that talk. But welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it. The script. Come on. You're a movie diva. I mean, the script called for emoting and stuff. Come on. Do it like Betty Davis would. Let me go get cigarettes out of the car because she couldn't do anything with a cigarette in her hand.
All for right. Those of you under a certain age, Betty Davis was in those black and white shows.
You're so mean.
I think so. Someone told me that one time. I don't
anyway.
Know.
So anyway, we're gonna talk that. But before we do, Robert, take
we
it away.
This program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Oh, I don't have my headphones. Just point at me when
news
I'm supposed
to. Wouldn't be the news without the news. But let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Okay, thanks, Lee and Mark and Tracy and Kelsey. Here is your Delaware Daily News for Friday, April 11th, 2025. Well, as we mentioned at the top of the show, tax day is quickly approaching. The deadline to file your 2024 income tax return is April 15th. That is next Tuesday. For those of you who ain't so good at math, the City of Delaware Income Tax Office will have extended hours on April 15th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. to assist all of you late-paying taxpayers. I guess you're not technically late. It's just could have got it done by now. Free in-person assistance is available at City Hall during regular business hours, but make sure to bring all required documents as returns will not be completed via email. Taxpayers are encouraged to e-file for a faster and more secure process. You can go to DelawareOhio.net/income tax for all the information that you need. If you don't already have it, of course, you probably should have already done it by now, but that's another story. Well, now that the weather is sort of getting nice, I guess, supposed to be nice, maybe you're thinking about getting some DIY projects done. Just remember to plan ahead when you're ready to build your new deck, shed, pool, or fence. Make sure the permitting is in place prior to starting work on your projects. Staff is seeing a high volume of applications already, and they're reviewed in the order that they are submitted. For the most efficient process, make sure you apply for permits in our online portal at DelawareOhio.net/permits. So you can check the status of your application and pay online once it's approved. Make sure you go through all the hoops and do it right. We don't want any janky fences falling down from your YouTube videos watching how to build it from YouTube.
Is janky in the code?
Janky, it says it's Ohio Revised Code 33-229. No janky fences allowed in the city of Delaware. It's in there. You can look it up. Also, with the assumed nice weather, our outdoor events are kicking off, and why not start this weekend? Tomorrow, the 12th, already stole my thunder with this too. Thanks, Mark. Join our egg hunt extravaganza. Our awesome Parks and Rec teams puts on two egg hunts every year. Tomorrow, they will be both start at 9:30. The two locations include Mingo Park and Veterans Park. It's always a good time for the little ones. Show up, and it's free. No need to register. Also, Lee, it's a call to artists and sponsors to decorate the Olentangy River Festival rain barrels. Every June, a rain barrel raffle takes place during the Olentangy River Festival with over a dozen locally painted barrels raffled off. Are you interested in showing off your art skills or have interest in sponsoring a barrel? On behalf of a local painter, rain barrels, Lee, this is right up your alley, man. I know that you have an itch for art.
Well, there is, you know, there is kind of a buzz around.
There is a buzz. Rain barrels provide many stormwater benefits, including reduction of stormwater runoff, and it's a free, sustainable source of water for your gardening. The deadline to register and pick up your rain barrel is next Friday, April 18th. You can find more info on where? Anyone? Our Facebook page, City of Delaware. Speaking of water conservation and taking care of our waterways, yes, the 12th annual Olentangy River Festival is Saturday, June 21st. The popular festival celebrates water conservation by inviting friends of the river to Mingo Park for an afternoon of education and fun. You can expect some great food trucks, games for kids, live music, fly fishing demos, and more. Again, that is Saturday, June 21st. One more thing to note with our Parks and Recreation Department, Friday, April 25th. I hope you guys have your calendar and you're marking all these dates down. It's very important. Friday, April 25th is Arbor Day, and we will celebrate the day at Oak Grove Cemetery, planting trees and dedicating the cemetery as an arboretum. This is a big deal for those in the tree business. Come out and join us for a tree tour and talk by our master arborist, Hunter Smith, at 11 a.m. and stay for the dedication at noon. Check our Facebook page at City of Delaware for more details. And finally, what we are all here for today, friend of the show, an all-time great movie aficionado, Tracy Payton is here from the Strand Theater. She is the director there and runs all things from the popcorn machine to the projector and the locks on the doors. We love having her stop by for some film talk. She's got a lot of cool new stuff going on at the theatre, as I like to call it. And we got a lot more to talk about after the break. Lee, back to you.
Thanks, Bob. Another important date. We talk tax day next week.
We mentioned it.
We bid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tax office, extra hours.
Yeah. Extra hours.
Was I out of the office?
You were...
Indisposed?
Indisposed.
Yeah. So yeah, extra hours, bonus hours for those filing on the 15th. So
yes,
they'll be very helpful and cooperative there in the ground floor of City Hall. So that all takes place on April 15th. So again, we're back. We're going to be back after the break with our talking about our meaningful movie series. This is a month-long project at the Strand Theater in downtown Delaware. With us, Managing Director Tracy Payton. Kelsey Fox also here. Kelsey, why are you here?
Director of Housing and Community Solutions for United Way and President of the Board for the Delaware County Housing Alliance. Tracy has been wonderful enough to partner with both of those agencies in putting on this series. So we're so grateful for the Strand.
That's how I would have introduced her as well. So
I had it right here. It was stuck. The papers were stuck together there.
So anyway, Kelsey and Tracy, as I like to refer to them, we'll be back with them after these messages.
35 now, but it feels like 27 with a wind chill on the baseball fields at Mingo Park, where tomorrow the Easter egg hunt carnage will be very apparent. Now back to Delaware City Digest.
Bring your mouth guards and shoulder pads.
Like the way I waited till we were back on the air before I cleared my throat right into the microphone.
Smart.
Professional.
Yes, that's nice.
Yeah, it's class and pride.
The great ones make it look easy.
Yeah. Or phlegmy. I don't know. Class and pride always.
Sound phlegmy.
It is Digest time, and with us today to talk about An important series taking place at our historic Strand Theater, the Meaningful Movie Series. This month is on homelessness, and it's a month-long focus on important topics is the series. This month in April, it has been homelessness and the issues that surround that. And Tracy Payton, the managing director, is here with us, as well as Kelsey Fox from the United Way. Ladies, important topic, but it's something that we want to bring forth to the community, get their engagement and their understanding of, I guess.
Certainly, and we're covering the whole spectrum, right? We're talking about our friends and neighbors that are living on the land or in the shelter system with our partners at Family Promise and Salvation Army, all the way through some of the permanent supportive spaces such as Alpha Group, Delmore Dwellings, Homeport is building its very first Delaware County Affordable Housing Project, and then the ways things affect the rest of our continuum of housing. All of those tie together, and we talk about, you know, the $500,000 homes that are being built all the way down to making things available for folks who are in that workforce housing bracket of the 80% area median income, looking for things that are under $1,500 a month in rent, things that cost less than $300,000 for your starter home. So we're covering the entire spectrum of all of these pieces that fit into making sure Delaware County residents are able to live, learn, grow, and thrive in the space that they occupy.
And it's one thing to have a panel discussion on, which you're going to have on that. It's another, though, to bring cinema into this and that component. And I think it's very creative, and it's a wonderful opportunity that we seem to only be able to do because of the Strand Theater. And Tracy, talk a little bit about the series and why it's important, and just being able to bring that to the community.
Thanks, Lee. This is a really important topic just because it's in our backyard. It's nationally an important topic, and it's locally an important topic, and that's why we developed this series of meaningful movies. And with each of the movies, it covers a different socioeconomic background. It covers a different circumstance so that people can relate to it, because there's not a one-size-fits-all for a person that's homeless. I mean, everyone is a paycheck away from that scenario. So with the films that we were able to get, I think that we have a really good representation that covers the whole gamut. I mean, there were films that we wanted to get that we were unable to get, but there are loads more of films that we can get as well to maybe do this series in the future again.
I think it's, you know, many people think of Delaware County as a very affluent county, which it is, and also a very trendy place. Maybe that's not the word, but people want to live here because it is a great quality of life, and we have a lot of amenities. Certainly,
destination.
It's a destination, and people want to be here. And I think, Tracy, you just said it, but let me ask Kelsey, you know, a lot of people think of like homelessness is like, oh, these people that they don't want to work, they just live on the streets, they're bums or whatever. But there are a lot of working people.
80% that 80% of our unhoused neighbors are employed. 80% of our unhoused neighbors are employed while they are currently seeking a safe, affordable place to live.
So the groups you work with, the United Way, you've mentioned Delmore Housing, and I can't even list all the names of them because there's a lot of them, which is great that the county has all these resources. But it's unfortunate that we need those sort of resources.
I'd love to work myself out of a job, right? Mm-hmm. If that's the result of getting the community together, having these conversations, one of the things that Tracy has worked hard to make sure this series does is have a call to action and meaningful steps to take after taking in the film. So when you come to a film, you are going to leave with options to help solve the problem right here in your own community, rather than walking away sitting with this heavy feeling. There are things we can do together.
Yeah, so let me ask you, put on your, world-solving problem hat here for a second, and I'm sure you've thought of this a million different ways, but what are some of the steps that we can make do? Because I imagine you see new developments going up all the time, but builders, real estate agents, whoever, they all want to make top dollar, and they're not going to put a house up for $100,000 that could sell for $500,000. So how do we get there? How do we get to a place where places are affordable that aren't somehow subsidized by all these nonprofit groups?
We are very fortunate, especially in Delaware City, to have a municipality that is paying attention and that prioritizes some of these components. And it's amazing to me how much of the impact takes place at the zoning level. And City of Delaware has been kind enough to partner with the Delaware County Housing Alliance and our zoning committee to review and receive support on some of the components in the zoning code that actually is in progress and about to be shown to council here yet this spring, that has components such as accessory dwelling units, that has overlays that allow for incentives for our developers to come in. Homeport is building, one of the largest affordable housing developers in the state, is putting in their very first Delaware County building and project ever. And that took them an extra amount of time, and I could go into great detail about all of the acronyms and all of the zoning code pieces that that required, but it is daunting, and they have to include at least 40 units to break even. So when we talk about multifamily and some of the myths that surround multifamily about who it draws or how it might impact the school systems, they have to do that in order to break even when we talk about material costs. Yeah. So when we can put our code into housing-friendly spaces, when we can work together to make sure we aren't just creating housing to create housing, but we're doing it in a way that we build community together and have access to the movie theater, where we have access to education, where we're considering healthy, sustainable food options and transportation
Let me ask, you mentioned affordable housing. I mean, what is affordable housing? Like, what is the price that affordable housing is? I don't know. I mean, what is, you know, again, market value, the whole thing, but like, what is considered affordable housing?
I'm so happy you asked that question, Bob. It's one of my favorite ones. Something we've got out and available at the movie series, which we hope you take advantage of, is a whole study kit. So you can include a glossary of terms, because a lot of the ways these terms get charged is perceptions around affordable housing, workforce housing. These are actually designations of the area median income. So it's not necessarily a perception of what affordable housing is. Affordable housing means that if you make between 20 and 60% of the area median income. So if you're doing that calculation, it comes to, if your annual household income is right around $25,000 a year to $50,000 a year, you would need to live somewhere where you are not spending more than one third of your income on your housing needs. That's what those terms mean. So we can give you the glossary if you come by, or if you come by and see a movie, you'll get to learn a little more about what each of those terms mean and how they apply to the different housing options.
We're talking about the Strand Theater's meaningful movie series this month in April is the Housing Challenge, and there's a series of six films that are being shown at the Strand. And Tracy, and maybe Kelsey, are you finding that, you know, I go back to having the cinematic component of this as opposed to just a webinar or something like that, do you find that the movies draw out more intense conversation, is your experience? Because this is, you've been doing these series now for several years now. Do you find that the movies really add to that?
I think movies kind of create a safe space for people to talk and to have these important conversations. And the movies also build community. And people will stay after the films and talk about what they saw, how they felt. And what's great about that is with each of the movies so far, the attendance has gone up. And so that means that our message is getting out there and that people are embracing it. You could be somewhat anonymous in talking about this issue going to the movies, and people might not know that you're experiencing housing insecurity.
Exactly. Not the most comfortable topics to talk about. It's not the ball game last night or you know, this funny show on TV. These are serious topics, and as you said, the movies help draw people out. So let's talk about what's available and what people can see.
Okay, so we started off with A Pursuit of Happiness, and this past Tuesday, we had the public during National Library Week. So next Tuesday, we have The Fisher King with Robin Williams. Following The Fisher King, we have The Lady in the Van with Maggie Smith. And then the last two films are a part one and part two documentary sect. The first one is Under the Bridge, The Criminalization of Homelessness. And then that follow-up that includes the panel discussion is Beyond the Bridge, A Solution to Homelessness.
And there is a discussion, a component to this that will take place after that final, the part two, correct?
That is correct. And should we talk about the two special people?
I think we should.
Okay.
Because I think this audience is going to recognize those names.
Go ahead.
We are very excited to do a City of Delaware Now and Present with Tom Homan, our previous city manager of 40 years.
Heard of him.
Have you heard of him? Yeah. You might know him a little bit. And then you might know this other gentleman as well, Paul Brake, will be joining him to talk about where we're at now and where we're going. So we're so grateful that Tom and Paul are going to be able to kick the series off alongside Tracy. She always provides a lot of great information, not just for the series, but everything the Strand has to offer. And then we've got a really great panel. We've got folks with lived experience. We've got folks in permanent supportive housing, affordable housing development, and affordable housing for older adults, as well as first-time home buyer programs that are present for this conversation. So we're going to be asking some good questions.
It's an awesome panel. It sounds like a great opportunity to localize what already is a local issue, but to really talk about it with your friends and neighbors and in a unique setting. So just an outstanding series and another great opportunity from the Strand Theater. Tracy, appreciate that so much. So good luck with it, ladies. And again, this is the Meaningful Movie Series. This one was on the Housing Challenge, the month of April. Where can they go to get more information or about what we've talked about today or for upcoming films in the series?
You can go to strandtheateroh.org. And when you come to the final film, you get the chance to see Miss Kelsey moderate that panel.
Awesome. This is great. It's so happy you're doing this, and it just makes our community even better. So good luck with this series, and there'll be more meaningful movies coming up this year. And Tracy, can't wait to talk to you about those.
Thank you.
All right, Kelsey, thanks for coming on. Elizabeth, you did a great job over there. Good luck with your future career. Bob, let's try it again next week.
We'll see you at the movies.
All right. See everybody next week on The Digest.